In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm Megan Lynch, and you're back with Total Information AM here on KMOX. The number of girls playing ice hockey has grown by nearly 37% in the past 15 years, and interest continues to rise as professional women's hockey gains more prominence. I know what the game has done for my own daughter, and on a recent trip up north for her games, I caught up with the head of our league, the Northern Illinois Hockey League. This season marks the first time the organization is dedicated solely to girls' hockey. President Bob After and I spoke after a game while the Zamboni was on the ice.
Okay, so we're talking about girls' hockey. Obviously, I'm deep in this world since I coach in this league. You know, there have been some changes just in your organization to really focus more on girls. What do you think that's done for NyHill to be able to do that?
I think it's made the girls the limelight and the focus, and I think it's allowed us to even grow the game even more and listen to both levels and make changes that we think really enhance the league and make it better for everyone. We're working on a ton of stuff now. We're changing the format of our All-Star game. We still have a nice deal with the Blackhawks, so their new facility is going to host all our playoffs. So they're still working on a lot of things, and we used to split the benefits between the boys and the girls, but the boys getting two-thirds to three-quarters of it because there were so many more, and now the girls are getting everything, so it's going to be real nice.
How much has the exposure in the PWHL helped girls hockey?
I think it's been great, and we are going to announce a deal with the PWHL, who's actually having a game in Chicago. And we are going to have some stuff and some tickets and some clinics and some other stuff with them to really enhance the exposure for the girls in our league to get to see some of those players and get to meet some of them.
I know one of the big challenges when we look at girls hockey sometimes is having depth of talent on teams, especially in areas that may not be as highly populated. What have you seen as far as growth, even in some of the smaller communities, maybe over the last 3 or 4 years?
I see as we have more and more levels at NyHill, as the teams grow, and we have a division for basically beginners as well as the most advanced and an intermediate, we're seeing that the smaller communities are able to keep some more of their skaters and play in the league at the beginner level with other beginner level teams, and it keeps the kids playing with their friends, and it makes it so the organizations have numbers to keep successful and keep growing.
What would you tell parents that are interested in getting into this sport? You know, what does it do for their girls?
I think the best thing is the camaraderie, and I can't say it as well as I was just on Good Day Chicago. It's a Fox News channel, and I brought two girls from the Darien Hawks, a local team, and they asked that question to them, which I think is a better answer than I could ever give. And that's what they said, the friendships they make on and off the ice. They'll compete fiercely, but they get to know each other, and they become friends off the ice, and it's really done a lot to help them grow in self-esteem and build their confidence and stuff, and leads into school and into life. And I think that's what the parity and the closeness of the league has really brought to the girls.
What would you say about the level of play that you've seen when it comes to girls hockey, and maybe over the last decade how that has changed?
I think that it's really getting better and better. I mean, in the beginning you would see girls teams and you're like, oh my god, this, if this goes to overtime, it's never going to end. And in fact, one game I had a call, a NyHill championship, I want to say 7 years ago, after four overtimes and call it a tie and give them both first place trophies, because the fourth overtime there wasn't a shot on goal and it was getting worse and worse. And now you're seeing up and down, it's much more competitive. The speed is enormously better than it used to be, and the games are really becoming much, much more faster and fun to watch.
When you have a league where you can have teams that are in fairly close proximity, how does that help as far as, you know, just the expense and the commitment for families?
Well, one of the things that it's helped with is not only the commitments of a family's closeness, but you're seeing out-of-state teams. As you know, the St. Louis teams are from out-of-state, and they can't get the competitive balance that they see. We're seeing that we have Iowa, we have Michigan, we have Wisconsin, and now actually we have a lot of teams in Michigan calling for next year because we have three levels now, and their big complaint is they don't mind the travel as much if they can get close games, because they're scheduling tournaments and they're just getting put in whatever bracket they seem, okay, here you go, this will fit, and they're winning 5-0 and then losing 10-0 and then winning 10-0, and they're saying they're traveling for a tournament experience and they're getting zero close games. Maybe if they play four or five, they get one close games. Whereas here, after the first few seeding round games, where we find out where everybody truly belongs, everybody's getting the close game. In fact, on the way up here, I looked at today's scores, and the six games that were going on when I left my house were all tied or one goal games. So I think that really makes it so teams want to find that, so the girls' experience is good. And I really think that's why out-of-state teams are starting to call, because they don't have that kind of numbers in their own state, so they travel anyways. So they might as well travel to play close games.
For girls, a lot of times there's two tracks they can take. They can start all girls, or they can start playing co-ed. For my daughter, she played until it got to the point where you could start to see a difference in the strength because, you know, as the boys enter puberty. Pros and cons of each, what would you say is the best path for parents who might wonder?
It's funny you say that, because I have a daughter that doesn't play hockey, but my boys did. And I'm a firm believer that in the old days, 5-10 years ago, there wasn't enough girls' teams. You probably had to start out playing co-ed. And I know in Illinois, I'm not really sure on the rule in St. Louis, but they let you play both. I think it's to the point where maybe they shouldn't let them play both, because it becomes too much hockey and it takes away from the experience. And then the team loses a player here or there because she's making a decision to go to the boys' team instead of the girls' team that night. And if she decides to go to her girls' team, then the boys' team suffers. So I think I know I'm in the minority, but I really truly believe it's time that after age maybe 10, it's time that we should change the rules. Just like the boys, they pick a team. Either you're on the girls' team or you're on the co-ed team, but you're not on both. And I know maybe it'd be short-term pain, but I think it would be long-term growth for the game.
That is Bob Apter. He's president of the Northern Illinois Hockey League. And by the way, St. Louis has three clubs now that participate in NIHL: the St. Louis Lady Cyclones, Afton Lady Liberty, and Chesterfield Lady Falcons.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.